Do you hear it?
Yes.
Beautiful. Friends, let's show them what you've got.
Me to help at the check-in desk. I just couldn't listen to one more minute of Animal singing.
Ooh, did Gertie show you her animal choir? She loves them. If I'm being honest, to me it just sounds like animals, but I respect her dedication.
Looks like we only have 2 rooms left. The numbers are up 33% from last year.
This census sure has helped our business, and the day has been flying by. Oh, here comes our next customer. I'll show you the ropes, Blake.
Welcome to the Inn of Bethlehem.
We are so happy you've chosen to stay with us today. Third door on your left.
Only 1 room left. This place is really hopping.
It's like everyone is here to celebrate my 1-year anniversary. Ooh, and here are 2 more.
Welcome, friends. This is your lucky day. Tell them why, Blake.
Because this is our last room. Isn't that right, Blake?
Yeah. Last room.
I hate to micromanage Blakely. May I call you Blakely? But you could use a little more oomph when you talk to the customers. Try adding more drama to make every sentence an announcement. Here's your chance, except wait, we have no room, so...
Welcome to the inn! We have no room!
Okay, maybe a little less drama.
No room? Please, we've been traveling all day, and as you can see, my wife simply cannot travel any farther.
Oh my goodness, I can see that. Let me get her a chair.
I am of the house and line of David, and we have come from Nazareth to register for the census. We need a place to stay. Mary is about to have a very special baby.
Babies are always special. I knew today was going to be extraordinary. I just knew it.
You don't know the half of it.